Today is Monday, December 23rd. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reporting a growing positivity rate for norovirus cases. According to health officials, the highly contagious virus had a positive test rate of about 19% through the last week of November. That total was nearly 10% higher than the positive rate at the beginning of November. The virus is commonly referred to as the stomach flu, and symptoms could include vomiting and diarrhea. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Workforce Development have announced a seventh consecutive month of record-high employment. According to a press release, Wisconsin's labor force grew by about 7,200 over the month of November to surpass the previous record high set in October. Workforce officials say the state's unemployment rate has remained steady at just under 3%, staying below the national unemployment rate of 4.2%. The employment data is tracked by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its November 2024 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, showing the state remains a strong seller's market with limited inventory. The available supply is only at 3.3 months, well below the level of a balanced market. Affordability remains a challenge for first-time home buyers who lack equity from the sale of an existing home, coupled with struggles regarding 30-year fixed-rate mortgages, which have been rising for the last 2 months. Governor Tony Evers and Public Service Commission of Wisconsin Chairperson Summer Strand have announced the launch of the Home Electrification and Appliance Rebate Program, known as the HEAR Program. Wisconsin was awarded $74.5 million for the HEAR Program from the Biden-Harris administration's Inflation Reduction Act. HEAR provides instant discounts to low and moderate income households for installing energy efficient appliances and aims to lower cost for working families by helping households save on energy bills. The IRA, which included $8.8 billion for the home energy rebate programs, allocated $149 million to Wisconsin under the federal formula to administer two home energy rebate programs. The Home Efficiency Rebate Program, announced in August, and the HEAR Program is announced last week. While the HEAR Program is focused on helping families install energy-efficient appliances, the HOMES Program provides rebates to households undertaking whole home energy-saving improvements, such as heating and cooling systems. Wisconsin was the first state in the nation to launch the HOMES program and is one of the first states in the country to launch both IRA programs. Overall, individual households could save hundreds of dollars on monthly energy bills and save thousands of dollars on energy-efficient home upgrades by participating in the home energy rebate programs. According to the U.S. Department of Energy, these energy-saving measures will save American households up to $1 billion annually in energy cost and support an estimated 50,000 U.S. jobs in residential construction, manufacturing, and other sectors. Two area schools received AEDs. Heather Tomey, registered nurse at the Richland Hospital and member of the Richland Hospital Foundation, has been working to improve the cardiac health of Richland County. With the help of a health grant, Heather and the Richland Hospital were able to provide local schools with AEDs, many accessories for these devices, and a trainer for district nurse Samantha Wilson to utilize during training exercises with staff. Nurse Wilson and the Ithaca Safety Committee have been improving staff preparedness with CPR and Stop the Bleeding training, and this donation generously helps to reach that goal. The Ithaca School District buildings are often centers for community events, and visitors can be assured most staff are trained in utilizing this equipment. The schools which benefited from this program are Ithaca and Riverdale. The host for the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast has been announced. The host for the 2025 breakfast will be the Schmidt Farms, located east of Richland Center on Highway 14 near Gotham. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is celebrating a successful year of completing projects, growing programs, and launching new initiatives to help improve the lives of Wisconsinites through advancements in all modes of transportation. The Wisconsin DOT 2024 Year in Review video recaps many of the department's highlights and accomplishments from the past year. In 2024, Wisconsin DOT moved forward 380 improvement projects in all corners of the state, valued at more than $1.3 billion. Since 2019, 8,648 miles of road and 2,080 bridges in Wisconsin have been improved. Projects spanned every region, including two bridges in Lone Rock. The Wisconsin 130 Lone Rock Bridge links three counties, Iowa, Richland, and Sauk, as a key piece of infrastructure to the local economy. Work began in November 2022 to construct the two new bridges while keeping the existing structures open to traffic during construction. The $40 million project also realigned the Wisconsin 130-133 intersection to improve safety. The project reconstructed Wisconsin 133 with comprehensive safety innovations to protect travelers, including a guardrail and concrete barrier wall designed to reduce crashes and prevent rock falls on the roadway. These improvements were urgent safety needs for the community of Lone Rock and those who pass through the area. The Lone Rock Bridge project is an example of design-build, which combines design and construction efforts simultaneously to expedite the construction timeline. The process included coordination among federal, state, and local agencies, stakeholders, and the project contractors. Attorney General Josh Call hopes state lawmakers will address firearms access. In an interview following the Abundant Life school shooting in Madison, the Democratic AG said there are policies he's advocated for, including the so-called gun show loophole, which allows for the sale of guns by private parties without the background checks required of federally licensed dealers. Others would include restoring a 48-hour waiting period on handgun purchases and instituting some sort of red flag law. Call said that making sure that there are policies in place that keep firearms out of the hands of those who could harm others or themselves should be a priority. With Republicans still in control of both chambers of the Wisconsin legislature, the opportunity to advance firearms legislation remains unclear. Enough became enough for the Lafarge Police Department and Vernon County Sheriff's Department. Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Jacob Thomas Sell, 51, of Lafarge. Sell was taken into custody Thursday morning at approximately 6:30. Following a barrage of harassing, intimidating, and profane telephone calls to the Sheriff's Office Communications Center. The frequent calls over the course of several days culminated Thursday morning when Sell came to the Sheriff's Office disrupting communications and operations while staff were busy serving the community during a winter storm. Jacob Sell was booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for unlawful use of telephone, disorderly conduct, and harassment. He appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Thursday afternoon and was released on a $1,000 signature bond with the following conditions. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Chief unless it is an emergency. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Chief's personal residence nor the Chief's family. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Police Department unless it is an emergency and only after calling 911. No contact with the Village of Lafarge Village Hall or employees except by mail for official business. No contact with the Vernon County Sheriff's Office unless it is an emergency. Sell is allowed to contact the Sheriff's Office by mail for official business. The court specifically included dispatch and corrections in the no contact prohibition. Jacob Sell is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court January 8th. As the holiday season kicks into high gear, Mothers Against Drunk Driving is calling on everyone to prevent impaired driving by prioritizing safety. The holiday season is one of the most dangerous times of year on the roads due to an increase in impaired driving crashes. As millions of people travel to celebrate the holidays together, Matt encourages everyone to spread the message, never drive impaired, and plan a safe ride home to ensure a joyous holiday season. Drunk driving fatalities have increased by 33% since 2019. Every 78 seconds, someone in the U.S. is killed or injured by a drunk driver. MAD Wisconsin believes anti-drunk driving technology can end impaired driving. The Halt Drunk Driving Act, passed in November 2021, requires a new national safety standard for this technology in all new cars. This technology will save over 10,000 lives and prevent hundreds of thousands of injuries annually, according to the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety. Those hosting this holiday season can also take proactive steps to ensure everyone's safety by helping guests plan a safe way home, offering a place to stay, or arranging a rideshare. Hosts can play a crucial role in preventing impaired driving crashes and creating a safer holiday for all.